This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. It's been an interesting day, to say the least. I'm still busy with that client work, so things are absolutely crazy at the moment. And yeah, I'm feeling quite bleak because I didn't get a training session in today. Literally got to bed after midnight last night. Was up at 4 a.m. this morning to keep working. That New Year's resolution that I was telling you about at the beginning of this year, yeah, it's not going that well. It was work less and train more. Well, it didn't go that well today, but I guess that's one of those things. If one of your New Year's resolutions this year was to sort out your Ironman nutrition, I've got some great news for you. You may recall last year we teamed up with S-Fuels and we sampled the S-Fuels low-carb, high-fat bars to hundreds of triathletes in the United States. They absolutely loved them. And I'm pretty excited to tell you that here at the Kona Edge, along with a couple of other platforms, we're part of the global launch of S-Fuels' brand new product. It's fantastic, to be honest. I saw a post on social media this morning about it from Karen Telford. We posted something on the Kona Edge Facebook page about the product. And she said, I've ordered these and they taste great, which is fantastic. Karen, thank you so much for that vote of confidence. Finally, ultra endurance athletes have a choice. And that's to hydrate and fuel muscles without sugary drinks and gels, without sugar swings, without sugar gut issues, without sugar inflation. S-Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. The best news about it, S-Fuels are now offering you free shipping, plus there is a money-back guarantee. So they're running a bit of a challenge, hashtag ditch sugar fuels. If you'd like to find out more, all you need to do is head over to this URL, okay? It is thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. That's thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels, and it'll direct you straight to the page where you can get all the details. Alternatively, what you can do is just click on the link in your podcast player that you're listening to this episode on, or simply text the word S-Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S to 44222, and I'll send you those details straight away. Into today's episode, we're going to be chatting some nutrition with Suzanne Davis. That's all coming up next. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more, hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's talk some nutrition, and it's great to be able to welcome back onto the podcast Suzanne Davis. Suzanne, welcome back. Thanks for taking the time to join us.
Sure, I look forward to it.
Suzanne, one of the things you said to me in our first chat was when you first got in the sport, you found people who had been around the sport a bit longer than you, and you picked their brains. You found out what they were doing, and one of the names you mentioned was Paula Newby-Fraser, and you asked her what she ate on the bike. Obviously, nutrition was something you were concerned about early on in your career.
For sure, because I came from just doing an Olympic distance format where, you know, maybe you had a gel and you had one water bottle on the bike, but that wasn't going to make or break your day. So when you get into half Ironman and Ironman, nutrition is really, I would say, 50% of your race. If you do not get the hydration, the sodium, and the calories in that your body requires, you will have a diminished return on your results. So yes, I, you know, even your pre-race meal, that's another thing I would emphasize. A lot of people, you know, know what they're going to have during the race, but what are you going to have the night before you race? And what are you going to have the breakfast in the morning? And do you do that every week in your training leading up to your A race? And I'm shocked that people don't. Every Friday night I have a steak. If you ever want to have steak, you come over to my house on Friday night, because that is my deal. My body knows it's getting a steak on Friday, because on Saturday it has to perform either in a really hard workout, or it's going to perform in a hard race situation. And I think that's key.
I love that. As far as your nutrition plan, do you feel like you've got it dialed in now after the years that you've spent in the sport, or is it still something you're tinkering with and trying to improve as you continue in the sport?
You know, I still have to tinker with it, only because the body continues to change, just like your training plan has to change. Even though, you know, I might have had a successful Ironman off of one training plan, doesn't mean I can just repeat exactly what I wrote. Your body just doesn't adapt that way. And same with nutrition. I used to do a lot more liquid. I used to be able to drink CarboPro mixed in with my electrolyte drink. And now, not so much. I've gone back to kind of what I started with in my beginning years. I believe in, if you can handle a little bit more solid food in the first hour or two when your body is not in sticker shock of it doing an Ironman, that is very helpful, because you can get in a little bit of protein and you can get maybe in something in the stomach that can absorb all the liquid calories or hydration that you're drinking. I would suggest, you know, asking around, because, you know, Scratch is one of our sponsors, and Alan is a genius, and he is so available, you know, on all of these social media sites to ask questions, or probably to you. You know, you've probably interviewed great nutritionists, but, you know, figure out what your body type is. If you're kind of skinny and lightweight, and you're not a huge heavy sweater, you know, you probably can go with 20 to 30 ounces of water an hour in a hot climate like Kona. But if you're a male and you happen to lose 8 pounds easily when you're doing an Ironman, you are going to have to bring in at least 2 water bottles an hour, like 40 ounces. And that takes a lot of calculating and intent on when you're going to take those drinks so you can get it in, so you can have a successful run.
Absolutely. What's been the biggest nutrition mistake that you've made in your triathlon career, and what have you learned from it?
I've learned not to go right to the Coke. So, you know, my first couple of years, again, I asked people who raced, and even Paula and others, you know, do you go to the Coke? And they go, oh, not until the halfway mark of the marathon. So I did that probably for my first 4 Konas. And then 1 year I was struggling and I went to the Coke right at mile 5. And once you do that, your stomach, it gets a little disturbed, but also I think your body needs that sugar and that caffeine then consistently. So you have to kind of keep it up. And if you try to drink Coke for 20 miles, it gets a little too much. And so I wouldn't suggest that. I would never drink that much Coke during a training session. So why did my brain tell me to drink it during the race? That's exactly why. Because when you get race brain, you quit thinking straight. And so I always tell people, nutrition-wise, I always write down and I tape it on my aero bars what I'm going to consume, because it's so easy to get into an Ironman and forget, was I supposed to take 2 salt tablets this hour or was it next hour? And it's amazing in 5 hours how clouded your brain can become. So do little things like that will help remind you and stay on your plan and not go off of it.
Absolutely. As far as your overall race plan goes, are you one, you talk about writing down what you need to take, are you one that sticks to the clock that says every 45 minutes do this, or are you pretty fluid in the way you take things? Do you drink to thirst? Do you eat to hunger? Tell me a little bit about your race day strategy.
I'm more of you have to get this in within the hour. So I try to take, you know, sips of food or sips of drink every 10 minutes. And I actually set my watch and it dings every 10 minutes to remind me. But no, if there's a hill, I'm not going to take a bite of a bar because you don't want to be chewing something while going up a hill. If I know there's a downhill coming, I might take the salt tablets or the goo or the food or the gel at a better moment in the course. So if you need to slide it a little bit, you have an hour to consume all of these calories, the sodium and the fluid. And then I always think it's fine if you need to add something to your day that you didn't have in the plan and you take from the special needs or you take from all the water stops, take in their water. You know, it's not going to hurt your body to get in a little extra water, but with the calories, yeah, I calculate that all out. And then, you know, if I'm off by a little bit, like one gel or a half of a bar, that's fine because it's not going to ruin your day because you're pretty consistent on what you were taking in most of the time. Right. There, if you don't do that, I really believe I don't think you can go by feel. I don't think you can go by feel when there's elements of extreme heat and extreme wind. Or even extreme cold, your body does just require those calories. When you're out there for 10 hours, your body needs calories. It might not need as much fluid if it's cold out, but it still needs the calories.
Before I let you go, how many more of these things do you think you still got in you, Suzanne?
Don't ask me that question because everyone always does. And I said, I think this is my last one. And they said, you said that like 4 years ago. I don't think it's an answer. I just tell people it'll be my last one when I no longer feel the endorphin rush and the smile diminished.
The reason I'm asking is because everyone else in your age group wants to know if you're going to be around till you're 60, 70, 80 because they're hoping to outlive you so they can get a podium as well.
Well, I won't be there every year at Kona. So let's hope, you know, we each get one, I guess, with the years that I might miss. But yeah, I don't think I can do it every year. I'm amazed at like people like Missy Lestrange and stuff who have done it over and over and over every single year. But I will say, you know, I have only missed two years of Kona of the years that I've been racing for it. So I don't know. Good luck, I guess, or they need to maybe need to just, you know, go for it themselves. You know, it's up to the day, you know. I didn't have a great day this year, but it's flattering. Thank you.
Absolutely. Suzanne, it's been great catching up. Thank you so much for your time. If you want to find out more about you and your business and the coaching, where can they get more details?
You can go to either boomtriathlon.com or tycoachdavis.com.
Perfect. I'll put those links in the show notes. Suzanne, thank you so much. We look forward to following your progress and see what's in store for you.
Thank you. Thanks for talking.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. And thank you to Suzanne Davis as well for sharing her tips and suggestions as far as nutrition goes with us here on the podcast. Before I go, a massive thank you to the sponsor of this episode of the Kona Edge. It was brought to you by S-Fuel's Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors. S-Fuel's Ultra Endurance hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. If you'd like to test it absolutely risk-free right now, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. Or text the word S-Fuels, that's S-F-U-E-L-S, to 44222. I'll send you the details back, or simply click in the link in the podcast player and it'll take you straight through there now. The feedback so far has been amazing and I'm sure you'll love them too. So go check them out. That's thekonaedge.com/sfuels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.